Well, good evening, everybody. Thanks so much for being on the line. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium. It is May 23rd, and I heard lots and lots and lots of folks on the call dialing in from all over. I'm calling in from Colorado. There are people from New Jersey and Maryland and Illinois and California and Alaska and North Carolina and Washington and Florida and Hawaii and Oregon and New Mexico and Massachusetts and Iowa and Michigan and New York, Texas, Canada, all over. North, south, east, west, and so glad that you are listening in, wherever it may be. And I'm excited about tonight's call because it's a new training, something I haven't done before. Amy Venner-Handy loves to pull out great quotes whenever she does a call. So I thought I'd take a page from her book and actually pull out seven different quotes and use that as a way to kind of weave together some thoughts and maybe a different way to look at your business, look at your life, and we can learn together from people way smarter than me. We've got an athlete, a sculptor, a futurist, a general, an author. We got all kinds of people that we're going to be learning from here tonight. So glad that you're on the line. Before we get into tonight's call, wanted to make a couple of important announcements. Starting with tomorrow night, we're going to have a live streaming party. Dave and Amy are going to do that live streaming party from a brand new manufacturing facility. So we just got the keys to the manufacturing facility, and it's really a big deal for the company. You know, we started out in a little 1,800 square foot facility 25 years ago, and we're now moving into, I believe it's more than a 40,000 square foot facility just up the road. And, you know, going to really set us up for growth, going to set us up to continue to elevate the quality of our products, continue to maintain our low competitive prices, and continue to pay out more to our promoters. So this is a big day, big deal, and we'll ultimately be moving the entire facility in the months of June and July. And that sets up perfectly timing-wise because our convention is coming up in August, and we expect a lot of growth in August, September, and throughout the rest of the year based on what we're launching at our convention. So join Dave and Amy tomorrow night, live streaming party from Facebook. It will be also simulcast on this line as we always do those live streaming parties also through the conference call. So what else is going on that I want to share with you? Wanted to share that we've got more and more tools for our athletes launch. So new athlete brochure is available for sale. Our ActivateTheAwesome.com website keeps getting better, so check that out. For those of you who started your 100-day program, you know, we gave away our first 100-day trip to Laura from Alaska, USA Dream Trip, and make sure that you continue on with your 100 days and make sure you go back to itstartswith10days.com or transformationenrollment.com to fill out the rest of your information. Make sure your after photos are on there as well. So we want to make sure that you've got an opportunity to win a trip. You can have a party on your trip, but you get an opportunity to win a trip that's either to San Diego, to Vail, to Vegas, to Orlando. So lots of great options, all expenses paid, and we've had a couple people take these trips, and we've heard that they're fantastic. You know, just absolutely everything is taken care of from beginning to end, and people are loving it. So make sure that you're checking social media. Make sure that you're checking our email blasts, checking your text messages. And speaking of text messages, you know, for those of you who don't know, we send out text messages a couple times a week. But we send out a text message almost once a day to our Team Sandoval members. So if you text the word Team Sandoval, no spaces, just TEAMSANDOVAL, Team Sandoval, to 55678, which is our text short code, then you'll be part of Team Sandoval text messaging platform, and you'll be getting more information. So if you want to stay plugged in, you want to know what contests are going on, what new stuff is happening, what specials are happening, then, you know, that's the best way to stay totally up to date, either that or the Facebook page. One of the contests we've got going on happens every Tuesday night. Tonight's Tuesday night, and that is that I give away a big convention ticket. So at the end of this call, I will be giving away a convention ticket if you stick around. So you got to listen to the info. And hopefully that is a treat, not a a chore. But we'll see. It's a new training. I'm excited about it. So glad you're listening in. And I'm going to jump right into our training tonight. It is seven quotes from seven different people. And I'm going to use those quotes to share some perspective about the business and about life in general. So sometimes we do real nuts and bolts training about how to make a list and how to handle objections and, you know, how to utilize the compensation plan and stuff that's very Perion specific. And other times we take it up a notch and talk a little bit more about, you know, just life in general and how you can live life to the fullest and give you some coaching and training on that. And sometimes those insights that you unlock yourself are more important than anything we can tell you. So I can tell you to do something, and that may or may not have impact, but if you decide, if you learn, if you especially experience something, then the chances of you making a change in your behavior and really getting better are much, much higher. So I want to share a handful of things that are meaningful quotes to me, hopefully they all kind of make sense together as a flow. And so the first quote that I want to share is a quote that I shared on a conference call just a few weeks ago. It's one that has really had an impact on me here recently. For those of you who heard our conference call on Tuesday night, myself and Amy Venner-Hamdy a few weeks ago, it was a conference call on why, you know, why before how. And I think that's always a great place to start. You know, the why is the engine. It's the inspiration. It's the emotion that gets you into action. And I love this quote. It was a quote that came from an athlete. I was watching on ESPN. This guy had some personal challenges. He had gotten some injuries. He'd had to leave college. You know, he had financial challenges. And he came from a very poor background. His mom worked 2-3 jobs throughout his childhood. And his why was really big. You know, he had a no-turn-back focus on success because he really wanted to get his mom and his family out of the neighborhood where they grew up, which is a very dangerous neighborhood. And his mom had really poured everything she possibly could into him and into his family. And so he felt that no matter what, he was going to make sure that he became a professional athlete. And he chose football. He was a talented athlete, had some hardships. And when this announcer, this reporter was asking him, you know, through all these hardships and all these situations that other people would have quit, you know, how come you didn't quit? And he said, you don't get burned out from what you do. You get burned out because you forgot why you're doing it. You don't get burned out from what you do. You get burned out because you forgot why you're doing it. And he never forgot. Every day, every practice, every minute of every practice, he kept his mother and his family in the front of his mind, and that was why he was doing it. And so it was not a choice for him to be successful. He just made the decision to be successful because his why was so big. So have a why that is your engine, and whether that engine is inspiration, you know, you've got this vision, you've got this dream, you've got this sense of what you want out of your life, and you're looking for health freedom and financial freedom and, you know, a beautiful ranch in the mountains or a beautiful home on the ocean, and you want to spend time with your family and you've got these things you want to accomplish, you want to write a book. You know, it could be inspiration. It could be this vision you have for the life that you deserve, or it could be, you know, more on the lines of desperation, that you have this amazing amount of stress, that you have these challenges that are right in front of you, bills that you owe, credit cards that you owe, you know, and things that you need to change in your life to lay out a path of a better life for you and for your family, maybe your kids, you know, pay for college, to make sure that you know, you have health insurance. So whether it's inspiration or desperation, there's an emotional charge that's underneath that. And, you know, if you feel like you're getting burned out from what you're doing, go back to your why. Because when you have your why in front of you and you're clear about it and you're emotional about it, then you're going to keep doing what you need to do to be successful. So that's the first quote. Comes from an athlete. You don't get burned out from what you do. You get burned out because you forget why you're doing it. So the next quote comes from somebody a little more famous. It's from Michelangelo. He's a sculptor and a painter, and really one of the founders and most influential artists of his time and still till today. And he was a big thinker and a really innovative mind. And his quote that I love is, "The great danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss, but it's too low and we achieve it." The great danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss, but it's too low and we achieve it. So when you think about goals, you know, what are the goals that you have for how many convention attendees are going to be on your team at convention? And is that goal, is it a scary goal? Is it a goal that really, really, really stretches, that really, really is high, that makes you think and push as to how that might happen and challenges you to put in efforts that are beyond what you've normally been doing? For enrollment, for rank, for income, or on a personal side, you know, what are your goals as being a parent? You know, and can you step out of the box and the life that you're living in right now and really reset those goals in a way that are meaningful? As a husband, as a wife, you know, what are those things that are your goals? And is there a way to aim higher? Is there a way to think bigger? You know, if you always do what you've done, you're always going to have what you've had. You know, so you've got to do something different. You've got to think differently to get something different. You know, one of the classic examples of that is Roger Bannister. He's the person who broke the 4-minute mile. So it was always thought that it was impossible for a human being to run a mile in under 4 minutes. And for years and years, for decades, people came close. You know, they were running miles in 4 minutes and 12 seconds and 4 minutes and 10 seconds, 4 minutes and 8 seconds and 4 minutes and 6 seconds. But it was felt that it was impossible to run a 4-minute mile. And then Roger Bannister did it. And then very, very quickly, several other people did it right after him. So once he proved it was possible, then other people felt like it was possible. So they could dream higher because somebody else had a dream that was bigger. So we stand on the shoulder of others. And sometimes it's easier to see when we stand on the shoulder of others. So if you're not aiming high enough, if your vision isn't big enough, then maybe you need to get with somebody in your upline who could share a bigger vision with you and for you to help you to understand what's possible. So that's the second quote that I wanted to share. The great danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss, but it's too low and we achieve it. So the third thing that I want to share is about action. And this is a great quote. It's from a futurist, a filmmaker named Joel Barker, and he said, "Speed is useful only if you're running in the right direction. Speed is useful only if you're running in the right direction." So it's important for us to know where we're going. So, you know, having this big vision and having this goal is great, but, you know, ultimately we got to put our feet on the ground and start running, you know, and it is definitely about action, and it's about creating a plan and making sure that we're running in the right direction, we're doing the right things, we're being effective, we're setting up our business not only to work but to duplicate so that we can create the financial freedom and use Purium as a vehicle for that freedom. So speed's useful only if you're running in the right direction. So are you running in the right direction currently? You know, who can help you to point in the right direction? Or maybe some of the things you're doing is in the right direction and some of the things not so much. So, you know, there's always opportunities to plan, to measure, and to adjust, really to plan, to do, to measure, and adjust. So, you know, you want to constantly be looking at what's working, what's not. You want to lead with what you're enthusiastic about. You want to lead with what's working. You want to share your story in a way that's powerful. And, you know, whatever is not useful to you, whatever is a distraction to you, whatever people are a distraction to you, you know, we want to make sure that you figure out a way to be as effective and efficient as possible and to get running fast. So it's kind of like that vision thing, you know, thinking big, you know, speed is also important, you know, running fast, putting a lot of stuff into action, which leads to our fourth quote, which is a quote I love, which is, "Without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value." Without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value. This comes from Jim Rohn. He's a personal development, guru and speaker, one of the most famous and quotable people on the planet, and, just a brilliant, brilliant guy. And, what he's saying is, without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value, meaning that all this stuff that's going on in your head, all the plans that you're making, all the vision that you got, all the why that's in your heart, ultimately you got to kind of make something happen. You got to put it out there, and put it out there in a way in which, you can start to move toward those dreams that you have, to move toward those goals that you have. So a sense of urgency is really, really important. And that urgency, again, is oftentimes inspired by that engine, by that why. All these things kind of work together to create the motivation and ultimately the action to get you moving. So without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value. It's nice to want something, but I'm not a believer in dreams. I'm a believer in goals. Dreams are things that happen that may or may not happen. Dreams are the vision, which is important, to have that vision and to have that sense of, what you're hoping occurs. But until it has a due date, until it has an action plan, until it has some activity, some people, some resources behind it, it can ultimately be a distraction. So you need the vision, but then you need the speed, and you need the activity, and you need the urgency to get you out there making it happen. So make sure that it's not just in your head, that it actually happens for you. The fifth quote that I love is, the secret of happiness is freedom, and the secret of freedom is courage. The secret of happiness is freedom, and the secret of freedom is courage. And this comes from a general, an ancient Greek general named Thucydides, I believe is the way you pronounce his name. It's Thucydides, Thucydides. And Thucydides said, the secret of happiness is freedom, and the secret of freedom is courage, which means you've got to be courageous. You've got to do things that you haven't done before. You've got to break through barriers and limitations that are in your way. One of my good friends, Forrest, used to say, you can make money, you can make excuses, but you can't make both. So I got a couple bonus quotes in there. That's not one of my seven main quotes, but it's one of my favorites. You can make money, you can make excuses, but you can't make both. So ultimately, there's going to be distractions. There are going to be reasons why things don't go your way, and it takes that courage to break through to get to that freedom. It takes the decision so that you're not allowing those excuses to be a distraction. All excuses are equal. Ultimately, you're either moving towards your goal, moving towards your dream, moving towards your happiness, making a decision to expand your life, or you're contracting your life. You're either contracting your life to your limitations, or you're expanding your life beyond your limitations. You're growing your life. You're growing your abilities. You're growing your capabilities. You're growing your courage. You're trying new things. You're investing and investigating new opportunities. So that takes courage. It takes courage to talk to new people. It takes courage to expand your comfort zone and make something new happen. And Thucydides said, the secret of happiness is freedom, which I really, really believe, and the secret of freedom is courage. So it's interesting to put those pieces together, happiness, freedom, and courage, all in one quote. I think it's really, really powerful. So if you like that high-minded stuff, you got that one, or if you like the more basic one from my friend Forrest, you can make money, you can make excuses, but you can't make both. So a lot about your own personal activity, your own personal why, your own personal dreams, your own personal vision, your own personal actions and activities, your willingness to fight through distractions. But this is a team sport. This is a business that you can't do alone. And so I love this quote. It's from an author. Her name is Rachel Naomi Raymond. And what she said is, the most basic and powerful way to connect to another person is to listen. Just listen. Perhaps the most important thing we ever give each other is our attention. A loving silence can be more powerful than the most well-intentioned words. So that's a really, really powerful quote. The idea that the most important thing we can ever give each other is our attention. And I know in today's day and age, boy, it's so easy to get distracted. It's so easy not to be present. And, you know, we're building a community. We're building connection. We're building social capital. We're constantly trying to help others, share with others, improve others, help others get more healthy, help others become better entrepreneurs. We want to help other people. That's the core value of our business. That's the connection that drives network marketing at its basic, most fundamental, most positive, most powerful way. And so I love that that's what we do as a company and as a community. Helen Keller said, alone we can do so little, together we can do so much. You know, she's a great example of somebody who had to help her in so many ways, and many people that had to help her in so many ways, and then she ended up helping other people. And oftentimes we find that, you know, you start out as the student, and then ultimately you become the teacher, and maybe at some point, you know, you become the teacher of teachers. And, you know, that's what our community is all about, which is growing, and that's what my last quote is about, which is personal development. And this is from a great speaker, somebody that you'll have the opportunity to see in August. His name is Eric Worre. And Eric said, the greatest benefit isn't getting what you want. The greatest benefit is what you'll need to become to get what you want. So let me say that again. The greatest benefit isn't getting what you want. The greatest benefit is what you'll need to become to get what you want. In other words, to get more in life, to get more out of life, to give more in life, you have to become a better person. You have to become a bigger person. You have to expand who you are, and constantly learn and constantly grow and constantly give and constantly connect and constantly try and have the courage. All of those things are necessary. The Japanese have a great saying or a great statement. It's a word called Kaizen. And Kaizen means continuous improvement, constantly sharpening the sword, you know, never being satisfied, always looking for opportunities to become better, to become bigger. And, you know, these quotes are quotes of people who have achieved a lot and, more importantly, have helped a lot of people. And, you know, to become a bigger person, to become a better person, to get more out of life, you got to help others to be more successful. So those were a handful of the quotes that I wanted to share here tonight. I'll run through them one last time super quick. You don't get burned out from what you do. You get burned out because you forgot why you're doing it. Plug into your why. The greater danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss, but it's too low and we achieve it. So aim high, have that big vision. Speed is useful only if you're running in the right direction. So make sure that you're running in the right direction. You know that you've got a plan, that you know what you're doing, what's working, what's not. Without a certain sense of urgency, desire loses its value. Get that stuff out of your head and put it into action. And then no excuses. The secret of happiness is freedom. The secret of freedom is courage. Courage is all about not getting distracted. It's about expanding your comfort zone, you know, not making excuses. And the most basic and powerful way to connect to another person is to listen. Just listen. Perhaps the most important thing we give each other is our attention. A loving silence can be more powerful than the most well-intentioned words. So go out there and hug your spouse, hug your kids. You know, let people know that they're important to you. Become a great networker, and then you'll be a great network marketer. Just try to help people. And the last one is, you know, the greatest benefit isn't getting what you want. The greatest benefit is what you'll need to become to get what you want. So I hope that you do get what you want. I hope that you do become a better person through the experience of Purium, or no matter what you're doing. Don't make excuses. Don't let other people distract you. Stay focused on what you want. Freedom is the ultimate goal, but it takes courage to get that freedom. And I'm so excited about, you know, what Purium is doing right now, and the vehicle that we're becoming, the people that we're attracting, the connections that we're making, the buzz that we're making. And I say this all the time, you know, we've been an Inc. 5000 company the last 3 years. We just submitted our numbers again. I'm confident that we're going to be an Inc. 5000 company one more time. And I'll tell you what, we're just getting warmed up. We are just getting warmed up. We're just scratching the surface. We've got so many lives to change, and I'm so glad that you're on the line, one of those people who's affecting change in such a big way. So what I want to do now is thank you all for being on the line, and to open up the call to Q&A mode. And if you hear your name called, you're going to convention for free. So all you need to do to go to convention for free is to have your convention ticket already. All these people have their convention ticket already. And you need to enroll at least 2 PLC members last week and then be on the Tuesday night call. So hopefully you got some value out of this call. You can definitely tell people to listen to it in the back office, but you got to be here live to win. The call now is in Q&A mode. And our winner for tonight is from California. She's a director, and her name is Julie Bones. So, Julie, if you're on the line, star six, Julie, and you're going to convention for free. You're already going to convention because you got your ticket, but you can go for free.
Hey, David.
Hey, Julie. Congratulations.
What's up?
Woo! What's up? All right.
I'm on a run with the twins and Leah, and I was like, call my name. Yay.
Yay. Well, tell us about a couple of people you enrolled last week.
Oh, I enrolled my friend Vivian and my girlfriend Jenna. They each got platinum packs, and I'm super excited for them. Jenna's on day 3 right now, and Vivian
awesome.
Was going to go to a wedding, so she's going to start after the weekend.
Fantastic.
But,
well, good.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing. Thanks for being on the line, and congratulations. We'll see you in Dallas about 10 weeks or so.
Awesome. Thank you so much, David.
All right. Well, thanks, Julie. Thanks, everybody, for being on the line. Tomorrow night, live streaming party with Dave and Amy from the new office facility. You'll get a sneak peek as to what the offices look like, and, hey, we're going big. I can't wait to see what the offices look like because I haven't seen them myself. So looking forward to being on the live streaming party tomorrow night. Catch you there. And thanks, everybody, for listening in. Congratulations, Julie. Bye now.